Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We got a real slam jam bam of a guest coming up next. Someone told me long ago. He has a pediatric cancer fundraiser March 3rd in Sarasota. He's a man known for his passion, his charity work, and his unique style and delivery. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him, you love him. The one and only legendary Dick Vitale joins us right now. Dick, it's great to speak with you once again.
Well, great to be on with you guys, Drew and Seth and Kevin. I'll tell you one thing. I know I got fired in the NBA because my three players were like you two guys, three guys up front.
That was from the Detroit Pistons, if I'm not mistaken. Right, Dick?
Yeah, I got fired, yeah. Got too many Brick City USA shooters. I know you guys great on radio, but I don't think you can shoot the basketball, man. You can't shoot the rock.
Dickie V, you don't want to get me with the rock with 20 feet between me and the hoop. It's nothing but net. It's twine time, baby. I'm a PTPer from downtown.
Well, you're an MBN, nothing but nylon, baby.
That's me, nothing but nylon. I'd go out on the courts all year, that chink, 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 chink of the net swishing with the basketball through it. But that's not what we're here to talk about, my basketball prowess. We are here to talk about your wonderful event going on this weekend, March 3rd, 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Mercedes-Benz of Sarasota. For just $100, you get in, you can get a door prize, you enter a bracket contest. You got Buccaneers, the Bucs cheerleaders, the DeSoto Conquistadors showing up. Why is pediatric cancer such a cause that is near and dear to your heart, Dick Vitale?
Well, you know, guys, think about it. You know, anybody who loves kids or loves people, I mean, you see some youngsters over the years. My gala, I have the Dick Vitale Gala in May. We've had a number of what we call our courageous youngsters, kids who have battled cancer and have survived and made it. But along that way, I'm sad to report that we've had about 14 kids who I got to know their parents were with us and the youngsters were with us. They didn't make it. They didn't make it. The reason they didn't make it, guys, I get really fired up about this because I think it's a tragedy. There's only 4 cents out of every dollar raised for cancer goes to pediatrics to kids. And that is a crime. When you see a youngster, we had a youngster at my gala last year, Joshua Fisher. Beautiful kid, beautiful smile, 9 years old. Man, he just looks like a little football player. He did, you ready for this? He did 1,200 doses of chemotherapy. Oh. Try to watch your child, somebody that's listening, go through that. You think you're really concerned about winning baseball games, basketball games, football? I mean, that's nothing. Nothing to what these kids go through. I think about all the kids over the years. I got involved, a neighbor of mine, Patrick Wright and his wife Holly, the beautiful little girl. She was at SeaWorld. She's at SeaWorld having a great time, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, is screaming about pain in her knee. And the parents said, "You'll be fine." And she screamed and screamed. They had to come home. They came home, went to the doctor, and the doctor looked at the knee and said, "She has growing pains." They came back home. She's punching the wall. She's screaming and yelling about the pain. They said, "You're okay. It's growing pains." Well, they had to take her back to the doctor. They did an MRI. When they did the MRI, they found out she had a tumor on her spine the size of a grapefruit, and it metastasized. I watched that little girl. I watched her go blind. I watched her be paralyzed in a wheelchair, and then watched her. She passed away, and I went to her funeral. And I vowed that day, I will, to my last breath, I will beg for every dollar I can get to battle pediatric cancer. So that's why I'm doing it, and you're right. Friday, night. If people want to join us, if you got a healthy child and you've been blessed and you're lucky, we're going to have a great time. Ryan Hunter Ray is going to be there, who won the Indy 500. Get pictures with Ryan. Get pictures with me. We're going to autographs. We're going to give Capital Grill is giving all the food free of charge. Nice. My buddy John Saputo of Budweiser donating all the beer and wine. And it's going to be a terrific night for 100 hours. I mean, you get food, you get drinks, and you're getting, we think, a pretty good show. And I plan on speaking at the event before I head to Vegas, where I have to do some games out in Vegas. But I can get so fired up about this, guys, because no mother and dad should be watching their child doing chemo and radiation. They do a phenomenal job at All Children's Hospital. Many of the youngsters we get to know go to All Children's. They do a great, great job. But we got to do more. We got to give those doctors a fighting chance by giving them dollars for research.
Yeah, and you mentioned the parents out there who have been through something but have gotten a favorable diagnosis. You and I have a mutual friend in Charlie Belcher, and we know what Lindsay Rose went through, where she beat cancer. My own son at 7.5 months old had a tumor removed. They thought that it was going to be a Wilms tumor, which would have been cancerous. I thank the good Lord above every day that it did not turn out that way. And for those of us who have been that lucky, Dick, it is incumbent upon us to help those who are going through such a terrible tragedy go through it a little bit easier. And your organization, much like the one that we support, Apple a Day, no fundraising costs, no administrative costs. 100% of the money that you donate goes right to the kids, and that's the way it should be, right?
Well, ours is 100%. We have a $17 million endowment, and off that endowment, the V Foundation, all the expenses are paid, and therefore every dollar that I raise goes for pediatrics and kids. I'm proud to say it's certainly not enough yet, but my gala and all the little satellite events like the one we're doing on Friday has raised so far $18.2 million for research. I hope to go over $20 million. It is my one thing, and you know what really frustrates me, guys? Really frustrates me. Trying to get publicity and trying to get print and get ink about doing events like this, it's passed along the side, you know. Oh, yeah, okay, and you get 2 inches somewhere. I mean, it's so important. People don't realize how important it is until, like you just mentioned about your child. You get involved, you start thinking about chemo and radiation and the side effects and all the problems. I mean, it's unreal. I do a big event I did out in San Francisco with the tremendous baseball player, Buster Posey, who's a great guy. And he and I had one day raised $600,000. Buster did a great job because he had a friend, his friend's child, that came down with cancer. And they were told that he had to do 108 hours straight, 6 years old. Oh. 108 hours laying in a bed. That's 4 days. And intravenous chemotherapy, the only way they thought they could save him. But along the way, they made the parents sign a waiver to understand there could be serious side effects. Well, there was. He lost his hearing. He lost all his teeth with them routed out. I mean, think about watching your child do that. It's unbelievable. And I got to beg and plead to try and get help because I can't do it. You know, I need people. I don't need the publicity for me. I need the publicity for the people out there that I can reach and try to get some dollars. Because there are people that are fortunate enough that can help. And we need those people to help us.
Yep. And we're always here to help whenever we can. It's going to be Friday night. You can get your tickets, make a reservation at jimmyv.org/madformarch, or you can call Mary Keneally Events at 941-350-0580. We're always happy to help promote whatever we can for you, Dickie V. You're a legend when it comes to broadcasting and philanthropy. And two questions before we let you go. I know your phone is on its dying legs right now. Question number one. Who do you like this year in the tournament? Who can we put a lot of money on? A Cinderella story, an underdog, a classic glass slipper with Cinderella, baby. Who do you like?
Well, you know, Cinderella, I'm going to say keep an eye on Butler. I think Butler can create some real problems. But to win it all, my choice was back earlier this year, and I'm not going to change. Even if they get beat tonight, which is very possible, they're playing Virginia tonight at Virginia. North Carolina, they come tournament time, the Tar Heels, their scoring ability, their incredible star. Jackson's gotten better and better. Barry's a terrific point guard. I love the Tar Heels. They're my team to win it all.
Very good. And Seth and I were talking before the show, and he said, have you ever done your Dickie V impression for Dickie V? And I said, well, and we were wondering if you liked it. And I told Seth, this is a true story, when Notre Dame was playing Colorado in the Orange Bowl, I believe it was either 88 or 89, I'm walking there with my friend Mike Wheeler, lived in Fisher Hall at Notre Dame. We're getting ready to watch the Colorado Buffaloes take on the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. There's Dickie V with his beautiful daughters, and I see him, and I go, Dickie V, and he goes, this is awesome, baby. Are you kidding me? Rocket Ismail, Rick Meyer, Lou Holtz. Could it get any better than this, baby? Are you always on, Dickie V?
Well, you know, when it comes to sports, I'm on. You know, I'm addicted to what I do. I mean, you talk about addiction. I got an addiction to what I do. I can't wait tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. I'm doing a game between Florida State. The Noles are taking on Duke at Duke. It'll be a lot of fun. Pat coming with me to the game. I just was at spring training, and he was in a batting circle. He said, Dickie, I'm off tomorrow. Can I come with you to the game? Adam Jones is going to join me down there. Wow. The Orioles center field star. Man, I wish he was with the Rays. And then, let me say this. Let me say this.
Please.
I need you people, please, if you want to have a great time Friday night, right here in Sarasota, just call, as they just said, Drew and the guys, 941-350-0580. Get a ticket. You know who's going to host it? Rock Rally. You know Big Rock?
Sure.
Rock is going to host the show.
That's good stuff, man. We're always happy to promote any of your efforts, Dickie V. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for the mark that you have made on the community. And most importantly, thanks for what you do for families and kids in need, because that truly determines our character and the mark that we leave in this world. And you are certainly leaving a huge one, my friend. Always great catching up, and best of luck for the event on Friday night, sir.
Bob, thanks a lot, guys. Really appreciate your help. And I would simply say, my guys, Drew and his gang, they're awesome, baby, with a capital A. They're like the 3S man. They're super scintillating sensational. Oh, do I lie a lot?
You are the man, Dickie V. Keep being you, and we'll talk soon, all right?
Take care, buddy.
You too, man.
Man, oh, man.
Dickie V, if you need him.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.